Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Root. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Oh dear, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Veruca.
Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
We totally agree on that point.
Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... Next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know. Get out of the kitchen. And we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators. People that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
I'm here. Can you hear
We're
me?
We're all here, which is Grit's shockingly.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah. And we just gotta wait for better.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Excuse me.
It's, yeah, we have a hell of a lot in store tonight.
Yeah, we got a show for you tonight, that's for sure.
Yes. Which is, it will definitely be enlightening. I wonder where Red Hood is.
Yeah, because you know how Blog Talk is. I think we have somebody on the line here.
Red Hood is here. Finally.
Of course, Red Hood is here. I mean, honestly, what would you do without me?
I don't know.
I gotta rip on somebody real quick. Freaking Blog Talk Radio.
Well, yeah.
It's not just Blog Talk Radio. It's
on
probably,
the show.
Anyway, it's not the point. We do have some stuff to talk about tonight. Namely,
yes, we do.
A particular film festival. Where's Drizzy? Driz is here. Why didn't I say that? I mean, namely a particular film festival. I mean, let's just say that this particular film festival is, Finkel, do you want to say this or do I? Maybe I do.
You go ahead.
Okay, fine. Let's just say we all know the story about the train up the hill or whatever that children's story is. The I can't think of the title, but it's not Thomas the Tank Engine, I can tell you that. But at the same time, let's just say it's midway up the track, and it's the, I mean, it's called the little engine that could.
That's
let's
it.
Just say
I think I can.
That famous
I
line.
I think I can't believe it. Yes, that's right, little train. Honestly, you have no grounds. You have every right to believe that because it's so true. I think I can't believe it, said the train. The train said, I think I can't believe that the film festival screwed me, said the train. That's
which
what
is,
it did.
Right.
I mean, before, the train basically said, I think I can. And then, of course,
yes, we'll support the grassroots people. Yes, we'll support them. No,
right.
They don't.
Right, and didn't only give us the shaft, but gave pretty much everybody else the shaft as well.
No, we can't speak for anyone else.
We can definitely speak for us.
They claimed that Barnacle was annoying. They also claimed that
Allegedly.
They also claimed that they would send us send
content.
The team over at Satirically Challenged Show screener links. They didn't. Now, if you're actually listening to this, here's a news flash. You have until Friday.
Or we'll just respectfully decline. Because this is way too late in the game. It's way too late in the game. The reality of this,
folks, is what we're trying to say is real ability.
That one there, which it's all sold out. So what else?
That's the one thing they're actually going to get. Let's just say that real abilities went Tribeca, and us by us saying that, well, they went after the money people, and they won. We are going to say this. We have had a good 2 years with them.
Yes.
However, the show is not over because there's another film
we
festival that we might be.
We have more things to come.
Bigger
and better things coming here.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
And the reality of it is like Pinkwood said, we learned about a week ago that Marley Matlin was going to be honored. We don't have any problem with that. Driz doesn't have a problem with it, right?
Absolutely not. There's no problem with that.
No problem here.
No problems here, right? But we do have a problem with them giving the exclusive to the Hollywood Reporter. Why? Because,
right.
Because in all honesty, if they believe that the Hollywood Reporter is going to actually, how do I want to say this? Give them press beyond
three different articles.
Three different articles.
Okay.
That's it.
About.
That's it. You know, and it verbatim, let's just say that the opening night award presentation is to Oscar winner Molly Matlin. Fine. We don't care. We wish her success and nothing but good luck. However, the festival is designed to promote inclusion and authentic portrayals in cinema of people with disabilities. Will open March 8th. Now, some criticism here. Some of the films that will be included, okay, are Keep the Change, a rom-com basically disgracing people with Asperger's, and trying to make the rom-com seem like When Harry Met Sally never existed within a car. And also, we'll close with Scalpelteen, the best Israeli
which
film.
Which is not even related to disabilities. Am I correct?
Right.
Both of these films are not,
they're
when it comes to disabilities.
Right. They're not actually related. So how can you be inclusive? You know, and how can you be in a
position,
in a position to support that, when you have basically misspelled, you basically taken the position that you're the only one of note. Now, we did look,
and let's not get started with the lack, with how there's clicks. There's enough clicks that are in there and within the festival alone to make you wonder, especially if you have invisible disabilities, if it's really
truly
accepting of.
I mean,
everyone.
When you have other highlights this year include Mad to Be Normal, starring Elizabeth Moss, David Tennant, Gabriel Breen, and Michael Gambon. Now, we all know David Tennant's from Doctor Who. Michael Gambon is from Harry Potter. Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men, and The Handmaid's Tale. Okay? Gabriel Breen from Homeland, but I'm the reason why I'm saying Homeland like that because I'm not sure. The fact is that Mad to Be Normal is basically about the first person who is a rock star at LSD, the first doctor to treat mental illness with LSD. Okay, fair nod, but in all honesty, at the time, it's rather amazing.
What?
Today, it's not so.
It's not so surprising. But yet now LSD is an illegal drug.
So you're going to be progressive when it's a period piece,
but it also could lead to potential questions.
Exactly. You know, and then he said the co-founder of the festival says Real Abilities is New York's largest celebration of people with disabilities in the disability community. Let's just say we have friends that say we don't think so.
No, let's not bring in signs. Let's focus on off-threaded. Because
I mean, making our most inclusive festival to date allows the entire community to celebrate the 10th anniversary of this impactful festival together. Right. So if it's so impactful, right,
we could
then
bring
why,
into the fact that Allison
then,
Adam had a run-in with someone who chose to be ignorant when, as it relates to an invisible disability, which.
Then why do you have half of your films, okay, and I'm not going to name the films.
Half of your films are not related to anyone who has disabilities, and you're just showing films because, oh, this person's popular, this person's a great actress or a great actor, and we want to feature them in our festival instead of focusing on the film.
It doesn't make sense.
You're deviating from what is considered normal.
What about that?
Right.
And the other thing is that, diversity can make us stronger. Okay.
Great.
If diversity makes us stronger.
Right.
Then Molly Matlin should definitely be honored, which she is.
Yes.
Right.
Now.
Absolutely.
Now. Also, the Real Ability flagship New York Festival is set to run through March 14th at the Marlene Mayerson JCC and more than 30 other venues in New York City, as well as Long Island, Westchester, and Bronx counties, making it the most geographically accessible festival in the country. Bullshit. If you live in New York City and are trying to take the path, good luck. You know, and the fact is that the autism rom-com, Keep the Change. Okay, I'm going to pull back in two seconds to actually tackle that.
Right.
How many rom-coms do we actually know of that are classics? Off the top of our heads, alone, I can think of several. When Harry Met Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
Hitch. Okay. None of them use people with disabilities as a trope to make people laugh.
It definitely leaves me questioning the authenticity of
how does one take advantage of that, okay? Go to Tribeca, get a grand jury prize, and then come here.
Most people would be...
Anyone?
No. But no. Tribeca must have liked it for some reason.
I think they thought it was the world's best rom-com. And couldn't see this as the blindness of classics.
So it seems very hit or miss. Because how could anyone?
I mean, let's just say at the 9th and 8th Real Abilities, you actually had a better film selection than you do at your 10th. We don't know why this is, but we're betting it has something to do with the 800 submissions that you went away with.
Has to deal with something. Just in all the air.
You know how they say that previous film festivals are always better than the following year's film festival.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, deal with the fact that we weren't represented properly, that there's somebody behind the scenes that decided to just do us dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. And I think
I could be wrong.
No, I mean, you're right. But also, the fact is that last year, you know, the co-chair relocated to another country, right? Left New York City completely.
Okay,
but was a sweetheart.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just got to nip that right in the bud.
We could just leave out details just due to respecting those who did a great job.
Yeah. Let's just say last year's film, people who were a part of the festival actually did a really good job in respecting what we had to say. And we're encouraging of it.
Yes.
I don't see how and why they wouldn't be encouraging of it of their 10th year. Makes no sense to me.
Neither. It's definitely, it shows their lack of
appreciation.
And also lack of respect and understanding to those who are smaller entities. Because the smaller entities do have a following. It does help them too.
I mean, in a way, it helps everyone, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
And the fact is that they didn't even warn us. They went and said, yeah, we'll pass you the stuff, and then they didn't. And, you know, they said, oh, as soon as we get over the hump. We're trying to say...
Humps? Wait. Are there camels?
I think there are camels.
What are camels in New York? Other than...
When you have Aladdin, how do I want to say this? Oh, yeah, the Radio City Musical. Christmas Spectacular.
Right.
That's the only time I've ever seen camels. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, also, we have to mention that Pinkwood, why don't you take this?
There's a bill that has passed the House. However, it's imperative that you get in touch with your senators to prevent this bill to go through, because it ultimately cripples the ADA. Which
right.
is a horrible thing to even think of. And you could text, you could tweet, and the bill is called H.R. 620. And it ultimately got the ADA.
Ultimately, it got the position of handicap accessibles and also wheelchair users.
That people use, and also those who use elevators, that's provided by the ADA. Which also
I can't imagine taking away the rights of somebody who's in a wheelchair, who's just trying to go to the movie, and yet they have to submit a letter of documentation saying, oh, I'm disabled, I use a wheelchair, can I enter your movie theater?
Right.
I mean, it's like those that are taken away that will affect the entire economy of the country.
Exactly.
Just by one vote.
And you could even get in touch with them by going to using the resist bot, which it is, you text your senators in Congress or whomever by texting 504-909. I believe, which it's a great way to get involved and keep on senators in your areas to keep pressure on them and knowing that this matters, along with any other causes that you feel are needed.
Not only does this matter, but those of you who are following us on Twitter and liking on us on Twitter, we just have to say something. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And let me get the proper resist bot text number that you... But you type in resist in as your text, and you send it to 50409, and that will send it up to Congress, Senate. It will send it to key members of the House and Senate in your area. And
guys, please have your voices heard.
Yes,
definitely.
This is going to lead to more people getting out there to actually get shit done, too. Don't be afraid to vote.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to use. Right.
If you can't go to the marches due to limitations, there's always Twitter, there's always social media. Your voice can be heard through calling, using the resist bot, which is ultimately a digital fax, which is really cool.
Very cool.
And the fact is that the more bots they receive and the more followers that you are, of everything that you do actually impacts everything. I'm telling you, please don't let this happen. I mean, it's not going to be pretty once everything happens. And not only that, but with everything going on, okay, all the madness of Parkland, Florida, all the madness of the ADA, all the madness of this presidency, you need to be heard. You need to be standing up. You need to stand up and fight for your rights. Because if you don't, well, honestly, things like this will...
Things are going to get a whole lot harder.
Happen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
True.
And
I appreciate what these kids are doing today. These young kids in Florida, they're going all out. They're stepping up. They're going to Congress and voices heard. Even today, they sat with the president and they were just voicing their concerns and pleading for serious, not just something temporary, but they're pleading for something that's actually going to happen.
There's a move. Even having the Me Too movement on Twitter and every other movement, the ADA and so many other issues are being discussed and having a conversation, no matter what
right. The
topic is, which that's what matters, keeping the conversation going.
Yeah, I have a message
right.
for the parents. Parents,
yes.
It's time to sit down with the kids and talk to them about violence. It's not an easy talk, but trust me. When you sit down and you talk to your kids about violence, they'll understand, and then they'll get to learn what to do in the situation. And you just don't know. You'll talk to your children, and you'll instill some sense in them. And then they'll be become future politicians.
Yeah.
Because they'll have a sense of knowledge over how to handle a situation like this. Like what you see these kids doing. Somebody sit down and talk to them. So that they know what to do. Please, parents, talk to your kids. It's not too late. And it's never too late to have that serious conversation.
Yeah. There isn't time. I think that's what we're getting at here. It's that there isn't a good time just to do that.
There's always a good time.
If you don't, right, always a good time. It's not comparable to the birds and the bees, but it is comparable to their life. You know, both things run in the same vein. So, do that. And in terms of, you know, our final topic of the night.
On the topic of the night.
At least mid topic. Twitter, and Russia. How many times do we have to hear that? I mean, really?
Have to
14
say,
of,
Twitter
14
is
of your men are indicted.
I have to say, Twitter is kind of kicking ass and taking names for taking note of how many Russians were involved in their little. Fake news and fake ad campaigns. And also the fact that 14 million people were involved with the meddling, too. That's not a small amount of people to be had. At that point,
no.
You're just looking for problems.
I mean, the fact is that they knew they were wrong. I mean, they're closing in on they're closing in on this administration quite well.
Yeah. And the fact that there is some great news sites, and yet everything negative, all the fake news sites, is taking over, and you don't know which end is up.
Right. And the fact is that when you speak up, and the other thing is that going back to the Florida lawmakers in the high school shooting stuff, let's just say it's all over Facebook. you know, just throwing that out there.
There's a lot that is going on and isn't getting enough coverage either. So,
but back to the Twitter stuff. That's more exciting for us.
Yeah.
Fact is that really they should have known that they were going to get caught.
They're bound to.
Yeah.
They're bound to get caught.
In the boundness of getting caught, right, does it make any sense to hide in plain sight?
Twitter is very much on top of their, what's going on their site, and I believe also Snapchat has found people involved with the meddling and collusion. So people don't even know who they're actually talking to. That's brilliant. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Right. Right. I mean, pulling out now, that really doesn't make sense. And then just today, what was it? Melania's parents were in the news because of the chain migration issue. Okay. And this is really important because their son-in-law, is trying to pull chain migration out of the equation. How does this make sense? How does it make sense? You're going to put a bunch of retirees back in Slovenia? Really?
There's a lot that is going on with the guys in office. Let's put it that way. We should Twitter taking the upper hand and is actually doing something. That's a volume. To what is actually going on. When we could say that there has been a lack when it's everything is still in progress. I look at that and going, we need to look at that.
I mean, the problem with Twitter, I find, is if you're really going to go after somebody, go after the current administration. Block their accounts, too, because they're just as
bad.
Bad, exactly. You know, it's bad enough that the current administration has two accounts.
And the one person doesn't even use the account. So, that makes sense.
Right? It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. You know?
I say Twitter is doing the best thing of taking action when others are just getting... Other sites may not even know who's actually using their sites either. So, if Twitter could do something, how would everyone else step up, too?
Maybe they are. Maybe they're just waiting. I have a feeling they're waiting.
True.
They're waiting until the right moment to strike. You know?
Makes sense. It's just sometimes everyone is wanting to see action. How could...
Sometimes you have to wait.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to wait.
But how long are you going to wait? Because the thing, it can turn into inaction.
Right.
Right.
Must be able to take the first step toward preventing kind of things from happening on Twitter. With the hacking
exactly.
And with other crazy stuff.
Stepping off, I thought Facebook was stepping up too, or they released valuable information from what I thought.
I mean, Facebook is stepping up only because they got caught too.
Which explains all this release of the fake news stories.
Mm-hmm. And also, with everything that is going on, Facebook is now coming out with more information about protecting data, which obviously great that they're doing that. It would have been better to actually see this happen a long time ago instead of it all happening now.
I don't know if it would have mattered.
It may not have mattered, but if there was more, if everyone was more aware of what could potentially happen, or have more, knowing that your data is secure, that makes sense too. There's how many sites that have gotten hacked over the years, and how many major issues happened, and no one is doing anything? Isn't that
right?
If no one's taking action, even just going, hey, we're going to protect our clients, then isn't there bigger issues? With making sure everyone is safe and secure?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, being safe and secure, definitely. But also, taking stuff into their own hands.
Right.
That is the thing, is taking stuff into their own hands. Like women taking
Women in business, women with disabilities are struggling to succeed with owning their own businesses due to having challenges that goes along with it. That they face due to due to different circumstances as well. And there's a great need for change, because why should one gender succeed with disabilities and then women who have these could have the same opportunities get put into shelter workshops, which really defeats the purpose of being independent if you're not making enough money to survive, let alone being put into situations that may not interest them as well.
Right.
And I think there's programs that are offered to women and to persons with disabilities that are supposed to be helpful, to give them the chance to succeed, to get the opportunity to have their own businesses. And yeah, they love to stick people into a box. And here's looking at OVR, Access, or any form of rehabilitation, that will only lead to more people being put into situations where they may not want to work it. Point blank. Someone may not want to work in a situation, in a work in a sheltered workshop, counting books or different ephemera. And if no one's willing to see the ideas of anyone with a disability, or then they're sadly mistaken. Because this is why we still have a stigma. People have a stigma attached. If no one's willing to see it or work and go, hey, it's going to be hard, but there's always ways to get to your goal.
Right.
It's like, give us a chance.
Yeah.
A chance is always
like,
a good
thing. Don't poo-poo on us.
Yeah. Because if more people can succeed and be able to do, think about if they're offering a niche product or service, then who should be complaining?
Right. Exactly. I mean, you shouldn't be complaining if you are in that position. You should be standing up for yourself and going, yeah, okay, let's do this, you know.
And if people are doing something different and unique and also producing a service better than a counterpart, then who should really be stopping them? Stopping anyone.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's on a serious note. The fact is that we will be back Monday with more stuff. Well, let's see. We will be talking about real abilities. More about real abilities.
You're just in Houston.
To be continued.
In Houston. Exactly.
Yeah.
Houston, ladies and gentlemen. And Houston, real abilities. If you're listening, give us a ring on Twitter. Follow us. We'll follow you back. Call us. We'll connect. Anyway, also, the Girl Scouts who were spotted outside weed dispensaries and
Which I think was a fine idea, but we'll get that into Monday.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get it. But then also Hero proposed to girlfriend on Greg's Valentine's Day, which is about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And then Disability Access in the City look like. And so that's what we'll get you on Monday.
Yes.
We have a lot coming up. We are sorry about the John Oliver interview. We will let you know when that is posted so you can go and listen.
Yes, and once it's posted,
we are working
on
follow
us on our social media. Probably everyone just follow us on our social media sites for the latest updates on that, because that's
the
best place to find out when it's being posted.
Right.
Twitter handle SCS Pod.
Yes.
As well
and
as
also,
the production site AMC Press News 21.
No, AMC Press News. No numbers. It's
AMC Press News. AMC Press News. Also, you can follow us on Facebook under AMC Press and Co.
Yes.
You know, do that, and, you know,
and also go on our website.
All three places. We don't bite.
Go on to our website, amcpressandco.com. It's in the description box. Check it out. It's definitely worthwhile to check out because there's always something posted, always something new. So definitely.
Yep. And
go there, comment, email.
Right. Comment,
size
email,
the limit
leave
on
us a
what
message,
you could
we
do.
Will respond.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, have a great night and a rest of the week, and we will see you on Monday for more satire and stuff. Okay?
Yes.
So,
bye.
Yeah.